Greetings and welcome to The Prophet in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney. I want to start out by giving you a fact that maybe you don't know. In 2018, Americans gave over $427.71 billion to charity organizations. You heard that number correctly, $427.71 billion. So my question to you, why aren't you tapping in to some of that money? Are you somebody who's looking to start a nonprofit? Are you wondering how your nonprofit can contribute to this economy? Nonprofits are so needed in this community. Not only do they provide jobs, but nonprofits also provide services to the community. One of the things I want to talk about today is your why. Understanding your why will lead to profits. I think sometimes nonprofits or people who are interested in starting a nonprofit do so maybe out of a necessity that they see or a need in a community or something that happened into their family or someone that they know. But they never, ever tap into the why. Your why is so very important. Your why leads to profits. Your why can sustain you during droughts. Your why can help you with your foundation. Your why can help you acquire funds, develop your programs, and connect with funders. Funders want to know, why should they give you their money? Why should they tap into your service? What is it about you that makes your nonprofit different and unique? There are many people out there who may run a homeless shelter or may do things for women who are suffering from domestic violence or people who have youth programs. But what makes you different and unique? And your why is the reason. If you don't have a why, you won't sustain when the drought comes. You know, in my book, The Inside Secrets to Getting Money for Your Nonprofit, I talk a lot about knowing your why. I talk a lot about why funders are interested in wanting to know who you are as the person who started this nonprofit. They want to know your heart. They want to know that what you do aligns with what they do. But one of the biggest secrets I talk about is why. That is a huge secret. I remember starting my own nonprofit, and I thought I understood my why. At least for me, because I am a conqueror of domestic violence and sexual assault, that was a big enough why. I wanted to see other women get the services that they need. I want the other women to see that there was somebody else out there who understood what they needed, who understood what they were going through. But apparently, I didn't understand my why enough, because even in the midst of me having my own nonprofit, yes, I got funding. Yes, I had a good board of directors. I had all the proper things that I needed. The one thing I didn't have that I needed was my why. Because after 2 years of having my nonprofit, I lost my nonprofit. Why? So glad you asked me, because I made huge mistakes. Because my why wasn't strong enough, I grabbed at anything and everyone, meaning because I didn't think I was good enough, because I didn't think I could sustain it, I actually started bringing in people and partners that didn't actually have good motives, that really was there for their own reason and their own reason only. So in the midst of that, rumbling started happening amongst my board members. Things started going awry. And the biggest reason is because I lost sight of my own why. So that's why I'm hopping on understanding your why. You, as someone who either has a nonprofit or looking to start one, You have to have a strong why. I read this book called Starting With Your Why, and one of the things that this writer said was, an inspired leader works from the inside out. An inspired leader understands their why. Because if you understand why you're doing what you're doing, no matter how much money you have or don't have, no matter who you have working with you or supporting you, no matter if your board is there or not, your why will keep you going. You have to understand your why. For me, my why pretty much destroyed, or not knowing my why, I should say, pretty much destroyed my nonprofit. I could not come back from all the mistakes that I made. And here on this podcast, you're going to learn a lot about the mistakes that I made, about what not to do, and about how to keep yourself going and how to keep your why in front of you. So when we come back, I'm going to further talk to you about how to really tap in to your why. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. The show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon. Welcome back. This is your host, Sandra Chaney. So let's jump right back into this. Let me share some things with you that I will believe will help you in understanding your why. I often get this question all the time from new nonprofit owners or even nonprofits who may have been around for a while. How do I obtain funding? I get this question quite often, and I understand why, because without funding, right, you can't run your programs and services. So I understand that wholeheartedly. But my main question before I even answer that question is, what is your why? Because if you can't explain to me your why, if I can't hear the passion in your why, the funder won't hear it when you're writing for funding. The donor won't hear it when you're doing a fundraiser asking them for their dollars. That's why you have to tap into your why. Your why, as I said earlier, creates your programs. It brings about personal connections. It helps you when you are going after that federal funding or any type of foundational funding. It helps shape how you do everything from recruiting to selecting your board members, and to your staff. Because to be quite frank, you don't want anybody who doesn't align with your vision or your mission. Your why even helps shape your mission statement. when you are creating and crafting your mission statement, not only should I be able to see what you're going to be doing, but so should the funder. The funder should be able to see your why in your mission statement. I know people think of the what. I know people go, well, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to do it. But they never say why they're going to do it. When I look at countless grant applications, because I am a reviewer, I review mission statements, and sometimes it's very unclear as to what this nonprofit is doing, even the ones who've been existed for a long time. Your mission statement tells funders, reviewers, donors, and the like what your organization is all about. The question you should ask is, are you clear about the need that you are trying to meet? And that's my question to you, the listening audience. Are you clear about the mission or the need that you are trying to meet? Secondly, why are you starting this nonprofit? What is the purpose of it? I understand that there may be a need in the community, but every need in the community doesn't require every person to start a nonprofit. It could be that you just might want to, I don't know, do something for the homeless on that day, or actually do a how people raise money to get funding, or to actually have people bring food in. That might be something you just do for a one-time thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be the one to start this organization or to start this nonprofit because there's homelessness in your community. Be clear that this is what you've been called to do, because if you're not clear that this is what you're called to do and your nonprofit fails, then not only will you feel bad, but then there's a lack in the community because they've now begun to rely on this particular nonprofit. How do I know? Because remember I said earlier, my nonprofit was 2 years old, right? People knew what I did. They came to expect me to come in and do trainings or to supply resources to women who were fleeing. My company's name were out there in other nonprofits, out there in the court system. So when I closed my doors, that meant that I no longer was a resource for other people. That meant that there was a lack in that particular community because I closed my doors. And not only did I close my doors, I was too embarrassed to let people know that I closed my doors. My phone continued to ring off the hook because guess what? I didn't change the number either. So be clear about your why. Because of my closing the door, that meant that maybe there was a woman out there who didn't get a resource because I wasn't in place, because I didn't understand my why. So when you are seeking a grant writer or someone to help you with your nonprofit or someone to find you funding, make sure you understand your why. Make sure that it comes across clear to the grant writer or to whomever you're asking for help. Because if it doesn't come clear across to them, it will not come clear across into anything else. Your grants won't get approved. The fundraisers will fail. You won't do well with them if you're not clear about your why. So I'm going to say again, these are the questions I want you to ponder. Why are you starting this nonprofit, or why did you start this nonprofit? Are you clear about the need that you are trying to meet? And why do you want to make a difference? And I want you to remember this: an inspired leader and successful leader is a leader who works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. As a nonprofit leader, you are so needed in the community. Just remember why you are doing what you are doing. So I want to thank you for listening to The Prophet and the Nonprofit. If you are interested in receiving any kind of help or support, please visit FonderChaney.com to receive a free 25-minute consultation. Until next week, stay inspired.